I'm David Benedetto, and today I'll be talking music with local violinist and singer-songwriter Danielle Rice, who also fronts the new band Dianella and is one half of the local musical duo Nice. Hey, how's it going today, Danielle?
It's great. Thanks for having me.
So kind of to dive in, your latest project, Dianella, how did that kind of come about?
Well, the name of it specifically came about because I was playing a gig. I think it was Royal Frenchman, and someone came up to me afterwards, and they're like, "Hey, your name's Daisy, right?" And I was like, "No." But then I I got really attached to the idea of like a flower, so I sat down and I Googled flowers that start with D, and I found Dianella. And besides it being almost my name, it's also rumored to be named after the goddess Diana, who's a goddess of women and war. And I was like, all my lyrics are about like battling to find happiness and like finding my voice as a woman. And so I was like, that sounds good. Hopefully that's okay legally. So here we go. Yeah.
I know you're with a bunch of other people in this project as well. Mm-hmm. Tell me a little bit about them and how you came together and brought them along with you.
Okay. A lot of them I knew from school and the network that spread from there. So the videos I'm releasing, the guitar player is also in my other band, Nice. His name is Elliot Slater. He's rocking. He plays with the Stooges Brass Band. There's Trent O'Neill and Quinn Sternberg on bass. Quinn's kind of like my rock in the group. He's, whenever I do a duo show, he's there too. And then there's Fonny Friat on violin, Teresa Romero, who's also in another band called Butte, and Joshua Sierra is in the videos on cello. And then Rob Kellner. I couldn't forget Rob Kellner. He's on keys, and he plays with Miss Mojo and Maggie Corner. They're all just
Everywhere.
I could do a whole interview about all the things they do. They're so impressive. I'm so happy to have them play with me.
When writing songs for like a project like this, how do you ground yourself? Because I feel like you're probably being pulled in so many different musical directions.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel challenged by that? Like, is that fun for you?
It's a lot of fun. I think the way I've been writing for this project is I got an iPad so I could have GarageBand again. My Mac died a long time ago, and it's a lot of fun. So I'll like play my violin part, and then I'll layer it and drop in an octave, pretend it's a cello. It's either usually like a melody or chords, and then I just kind of force myself into a room for a couple hours until I finish a song.
So you just released a video at the time of this recording, Oh Honey.
Yes.
Off this new EP that you're recording?
Yeah, well, it's an EP that I just kind of took the audio from the live video sessions.
Yeah.
And, we did four videos for four different songs, took the tracks from that, and just calling it a live EP. That's brand new. Super excited about that.
For Oh Honey in particular, what would you say was the inspiration behind that song?
Well, the inspiration for this song is pretty personal. It was just kind of sitting there during an argument with someone and realizing I haven't said anything in a long time, and you're just talking and talking and talking, and I don't think you're hearing anything I'm saying, even though you say you do. Kind of this back and forth, like we're not understanding each other at all, and like, oh, honey, just no. No.
Oh, honey, don't you change.
That was singer-songwriter and violinist Danielle Rice speaking about her new musical project, Dianella. Danielle, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
For Nolavi and in New Orleans, I'm David Benedetto.